Well, we're recording now.
As you can taste,
you can take a gander with that. So what's the top bar?
The top bar is our noise profile.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then that's us tastefully rolling along.
Okay.
I have no idea what we're doing.
All right, well, let's, obviously we can edit this part out. We can just chop it when we start.
Exactly.
Going, so we can be like 3, 2, 1 live, and then be like, all right, this is it.
3, 2, 1 live.
Okay, so this is Bare Bones Radio. I guess it's the working title, and I guess we're going to go through a little rundown of the intro, what this radio / podcast show, whatever you want to call it, is going to be about. But basically, it's two guys are just being real, and the working title is Bare Bones because I feel that it's pretty much what it is. We're just sitting in a room with a mic and a computer, and we're just trying to provide.
It is just a room.
It is just a room.
And there's holes in the walls and needles on the floor.
I don't know about the needles on the floor part. Maybe maybe some screws.
Yeah, maybe some Viagra.
Maybe not that either. But basically, we're just going to try and provide entertainment for our listener base. If that's you, we're glad you're here.
Yep.
My name is John Ringer, and my co-host would be...
Victor Frankenstein.
Also a lie.
Refuse to give my true name, Donald Trump.
So we're not doing true names?
Well, you already did, and I don't know how to edit that well.
Okay. So. Well, could we at least... So, do we want to have our alias?
My name is Steve Montgomery.
Okay. That's a lot less complicated. Yeah. Complicated. But, so we thought it'd be a cool idea, or I thought it'd be a cool idea, just to have, like, an audio journal of what's going on in my life and Steve's life.
I was talked into it, and now I'm totally on board.
Yeah, he's on board.
But at first I had some reservations, but now I'm on board.
Yeah, it took a while. We've been talking about this for months. It was back in 2016. Forever. Back in 2016.
Back when Harambe was still alive.
Exactly. So we just want to create content for people. And we want to be able to say, hey, well, in 2017, what was I doing? Oh, I was trying to do a podcast. And maybe this will be a fruitful endeavor and we'll go far with it. Or maybe this will be something we do for a season. But I just feel like we want to provide good content and be real about it. I feel like what we're going to be talking about is current events, pop culture, music, what's going on in our own lives, and probably introducing segments along the way, whether that's, you know, games or whether that's interviewing people. Also want to get involved with the community with supporting local business. So if there's people out there that listen, that they do their own company and they want, like, Dan's Crunch Daddy Popcorn, really good. Free shout out.
Wow.
Free shout out. We're going to be doing free shout outs for a while because, hey, this is Bare Bones and it's
we're free.
We're free right now.
We're free. We're not prostitutes. We're just doing this for pleasure.
Yeah. Something like that. Something
no
like that.
Money involved whatsoever.
But yeah,
so I'm here for the sex jokes.
There may be some of them. So yeah, we might get a little inappropriate. I feel like we might. Let me finish my sentence.
Okay, fine.
I was like, we might. There might be some shows where it's more serious, and others, and other times where it's just
bunch of dick jokes.
Yeah, off the wall. So yeah, that is my take on it, and yeah, what is your take on this, Steven?
I feel like we're just trying to do everything that you said.
Well played.
Yeah, we're just trying to make a thing that allows people to relate to other people because they will see that due to, well, not contrary to popular belief. I don't know what popular belief is on us because, one, I don't view myself as very popular, but you, on the other hand, actually are popular, so.
I'd say I'm a little overrated.
You're going to say you're overrated. That doesn't change the fact that a shit ton of people know who you are. That this is not a compliment. This is a fact. But my point is we're just trying to make a thing. We're just trying to, this creative outlet that will, like, allow if someone listens to this.
If it's like, just you, we're glad you're here.
Exactly. We're glad you're here.
Right, you're our most important.
Just trying to get you to relate to other humans. Which is the main purpose of this, I feel like. Or any podcast, for that matter. Unless it's educational. But even still, I feel like we're just trying to combat ignorance and compare humans to other humans and be like, look, we're not that different.
Or maybe we are.
Maybe we're super different and we should all kill each other. But
that may be a little intense, but extreme times call for extreme measures.
That's right. That's right. North Korea. All right. Anyways, moving right along. Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm stoked to do this thing. But I'll probably be the one. I don't know. That's not even true. You have a shit ton of dick jokes.
Just because I tell jokes doesn't make me a dick.
No, that's not what I meant. You have a lot of dad jokes, but you dad do jokes. Have some dick jokes.
Don't have no dad dick jokes.
The main... Good. Like, I don't have a lot of dad dick jokes either, thankfully. I feel like most of your inappropriate jokes... If you will.
You did air quotes for those.
Yeah, I did air quotes. Sorry. I forget there's no visual here. Most of your inappropriate jokes stem from the situation.
Oh, yeah. Like, situationally.
Yeah, definitely some situational humor there. But we're insane. But I also just drop all the one-liners. Also, I want to point out that what I said about the needles on the floor, this room has, like, we are in... the room that would have needles on the floor. Like, there is... first of all, I feel like I'm 10. Like, looking at, like, a... Like, my first job interview or something. Because you're sitting so much higher than me.
Steve chose a comfortable chair.
I chose a comfy chair. Rather than it's a so low.
Chair that spits the table. He does look like he's a 12-year-old.
This table, though, is, like... This is, like, one of those cheap tables. The Lifetime plastic tables. Which is fine and it works great, but there's nothing else in this room except for, like, spackling that's not painted on the walls, curtains that are different colors.
So, listener, if you're looking for a room to rent,
oh my lord,
we can accommodate you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It is empty in here, except for the needles on the floor.
There's no needles, bro. Golly.
You don't know that. There could be some under the floor. This is the room. This is Omar Little's room, man. Right here.
Who's Omar?
What? I'm gonna pretend like you didn't say that. I'm gonna let you answer that on your own.
That just requires a Google search.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It just requires a search of your mind and to remember that you're from Maryland. And there's this show called The Wire.
I didn't get to through all of The Wire.
But Omar is like the most important character in the fucking Wire. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. All right. So anyways, that's my take. I'm done ranting about this crack den that we're in.
We're not in a crack den. We are in a suburb of Maryland.
Which has crack dens. Suburbs have crack dens.
Well, this is not one of them.
Across the street was one.
Golly. That was like years ago. There's also like the presidents of the LARC convention Dark Hunt
across the street. Dude, I saw him carrying the spears over today. Yeah. It was so funny. It looked fierce. That thing did not have a felt tip on it at all. It was like a fucking...
They had a party last night. There was literally like the usual like 25 cars down the block.
Here's my question. At these parties, do you ever hear like... Alright, you should count... What I'm saying is like you should count the cars. Like how many cars show up. And if like one car stays there for a really long time and eventually gets towed, I guarantee they sacrifice that person.
They tie him to like a wooden raft and push him out the pond and like light the air out.
He's absolutely.
Like, I'm still here.
I'm alive. I'm still alive.
Like, bring out your dead.
Faramir is still alive, my lord.
I was only sleeping. Shut up, you're dead.
Yeah. Dude, no. That thing had metal on the tip of that spear. I was like, they're going to kill something.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a fake spear. It was very concerning. I thought about calling the police.
I doubt that thought came to your mind.
No, but it would have been great. Like, imagine you're a cop and you consistently get phone calls from like little racist white ladies and there's a black man walking down the street.
Tall racist white ladies. I'm sure they exist.
They might exist. But I feel like
the little ones are more
when
common.
You're old, the racism is hunched your back. It's so heavy, you know. So
you also start shrinking a little bit.
whatever. Yeah, that just hatred just shrinks your whole presence down, and you get condensed into this ball of hate. And yeah,
you know that Napoleon was not actually like super short.
I totally want to do the Garrett thing here. What's How do you know, bro? Were you there? Were you there when it was balls deep in your wife?
Golly!
That's my pastor, everyone. My pastor said that.
That's not true.
He is a pastor, and he is at my church, and he did what? Say that. Garrett's a pastor.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He is the worship pastor.
I don't know if that counts.
You're going to fight a lot of worship pastors right now. That quote is taken out of context. It made a lot of sense, and it was really funny in the conversation. Now it's just an inside joke. I'm sorry, everyone. Anyways, back to the point.
So what was my point?
I don't know. No. You said Napoleon wasn't very short. Yeah, Napoleon. No, tall. Short.
He was not. Like he's like on record as being like notoriously short, like 5 feet. And like he was like this conqueror or whatever.
Yeah.
But in reality, he was only 5'7". Like he's like.
Yeah, but his problem wasn't that he was like. Obnoxiously short. It was, his problem was that he thought he was obnoxiously short, and he had to compensate for it.
Yeah,
but that makes more sense, honestly. I could see him being like 6'4" and being like, "I'm too short."
Yeah,
and be like,
"That's a first world problem." You're delusional.
What do you mean you're too short? You have like, you snap your fingers and people come bring you sodas.
Right, because they had sodas back then.
Those were invented.
He was like, "Yeah, can I get a Cherry Coke Zero? I'm trying to wash my finger a little bit."
Actually, first soda, this is the educational part of the podcast. Ringer tells you about early 19th century French history, and I'll tell you about late 19th century soda history. So the first soda was, I think it's like 1870s. I don't know what that noise was.
Yeah, there was a ding. If you were a listener and you heard a ding, we are also not aware what the ding was for.
It's just some
technology.
Beautiful woman. I don't know who she is.
At my door?
Nope. Okay. On my phone.
Oh.
It was very rudely turned on. Anyways, first sodas.
Sodas.
Late 1800s. Basically, there's a spring in Wyoming, if I'm not mistaken. And these people bottled, had carbon in the water, which caused it to be carbonated. Something like that. This is probably way wrong. So get your facts from alternative news.
Alternative news. Wrong.
And so people bottled this, and then they flavored it. But essentially, it was first tonic water.
These are bare bones facts.
These are bare bones facts, because we have no evidence.
To support.
That's right.
Google this on your own.
Yeah, but basically, they like bottled tonic water, and then they started flavoring it. That's how, like, sodas and syrups. I should stop hitting the table.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know where you're going to go next. I can't. When I was a little kid, I would do this at the table like all the time, and my mom made me sit on my hands.
And the teacher was like, "Time out."
And I'd be like, "Time in."
Let's get it.
Yeah, but I couldn't. I can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. I can't stop. Super fun.
Speaking of first world problems. Sure, I'm gonna let y'all in on my Chick-fil-A endeavor,
which I just finished.
I seem to like try and find a better solution for an everyday problem, and due to the technology world that we live in, there's a lot of these solutions out there. So a lot of you may know about the Chick-fil-A One app. You can put funds on that and then just order from home, and then just walk in and pick it up. And so I asked Steve what he wants, and I put my order in, and then I click on the thing, and then I drive 2 minutes to my Chick-fil-A, and I stand there at the pickup line laughing at all these people in line, like, I'm smarter than all of you. And
they look right back and say, "Nah, you just dumb as the rest of us."
Pretty much. Because pretty much what happens, I get there, and I click on I'm here, and I go in, and I'm like, something doesn't seem right.
Mm.
And I like...
Donald Trump is president.
Well, there may be many things that aren't right. But I'm like, okay, well, let me check my phone. Because it says your order is ready. Like, okay, well, no one is saying John.
Yeah.
So something's up. And I open up my phone. And it's like, hey, your order is at the Bowie Chick-fil-A that's 7 miles away from here. I'm like,
where? Wait, so not the one over by the new, not the new
one. No, the one by my work is still considered Bowie. Yeah. Bowie has like that one. It's like, it's like a really long, that really long middle toe that it's like longer than your.
That's so accurate, actually. Like, why like still attached to the foot.
Yeah, why do you have this super long middle toe? What's it doing over
it? It's like saying, it's even worse than that. It's like saying that your head is part of your foot because it's attached to your body.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So I was like, screw it. I just got in line and ordered my food. I was like, I could try and fight this and be like, I'm here and be that belligerent customer.
Yes.
And he's like, this is wrong. You guys screwed me. Now I'm going to get charged twice.
And like, I know I'm smarter than all of you.
This is a... So, like, I order the food.
Just as dumb as the rest of us.
Exactly. So I order my food and I get it and I go out to my car and I get a phone call. And it says from
your car?
Steve's car. I drove Steve's recently acquired Fiat Abarth. If you are a little bit of a car fiend, you might have an idea of what that is or what that looks like or what it's capable of. It's a little squirrely. I'll give it that.
Oh. Oh, man. Sorry, anyway, so you got to your car.
But someone from Bethesda is calling me, which is a city relatively near here, but still probably a 25-minute drive. So I was like,
ooh, you cray. It's 25 minutes from here?
I'd say about that, depending on who's driving.
I just constantly forget that I'm not Edgewater. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So they're like, hey, well, your order's ready. And I'm like, I was like, look, this got sent to the wrong Chick-fil-A. I just sent it from my house. I thought location services were on. And she's like, well, you did get charged, so I guess you got charged twice. And she offered me a refund, but I have to go to that Chick-fil-A to get the refund.
Why did someone from Bethesda call you?
I'm guessing it's her cell phone. There's another ding. Was that another attractive woman?
It wasn't me, dude. No.
Okay.
Got nothing. No messages. And I put it on to vibrate. So it is probably the computer.
Probably the computer. I hope we're recording.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, we're still going.
Nice. So, yeah. I think it was just she called it probably on her personal cell phone. Probably someone else was on the line. We've been calling John for 10 minutes and no one's claiming their food. So it worked out, but it was just like,
John Doe, your food is ready.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, I seem to have that luck in many situations. I normally say Larry David is my spirit animal.
Oh, Larry David, what a beautiful man. Dear God.
But that's just the type of situation I run into. Like, oh, let me troubleshoot this to make this the easiest and most convenient way possible. And I somehow am able to turn it into something that cost twice as much and took twice as long. When I should have just, I don't know, just gone.
Just gone
and been a normal person.
Did you see Clear History?
No, I haven't yet.
Dude, you gotta watch that movie. That movie would be you if you were Larry David. This dude is like the Steve Wozniak of a car company that's about to start up.
Hold up, boss.
Yes.
Who's Steve Wozniak?
The dude from Apple. Not Steve Jobs, but the tech guy.
Gotcha.
Anyways, like, he's a genius, and he's in the uppity-up, and he's got a shit ton of shares in this company that's about to go public. And they have, like, this next big car, and it's gonna just take over the markets, and it's projected to do all the right things. So basically, he's about to be a gajillionaire. And his boss, this is Larry David. Larry David's boss is John Hamm. And he goes in and he's like, all right, we're going to get ready to name the car. Like, because they don't have a name for the car yet, which is fucking weird. But anyway, so they don't have a name for the car. And John Hamm decides he's going to name it after his son or his dog. And he's going to call the car Howard. And Larry David's like,
he's whipping around in his Howard.
Yeah, he's like, you can't call a car.
Car.
You can't call a car Howard. That's a fucking stupid name.
That's a duck.
Like, yeah, like,
that's not a car.
We don't do that, bro. And he was just like, he loses his shit. And John Hamm's like, well, you don't like it, you can leave. And so, like, that day he sells all his stock. And it's like, this is fucking dumb. It's not going to work. No one's going to buy a car named Howard. Turns out it's the best-selling car in the world. You know, he would have made a gajillion dollars, and now he's like a hermit.
Yeah.
That's the first 5 minutes of the movie, though. I mean, like, I didn't spoil anything. That's in the first 5 minutes. But I'm like, dude, that's such a John Ringer moment. Like,
I want to be smart about this. No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
But all sources, all my logic pointed to that was...
It was okay.
It was okay.
It was going to be good. yeah, dude, you gotta watch that. It's so the whole movie was scripted. Well, that's not true. The whole movie was like they put down like, all right, this is where we want it to go, and they didn't write any lines, and the whole movie is ad lib. So like the story, they have like a storyboard that's scripted, and then like the actual dialogue is completely ad lib. And it's got everybody. It's got Larry David, Bill Hader, John Hamm, Kate Hudson. The band Chicago, Danny McBride. Trying to remember Larry David's love interest.
Is it on HBO?
It should be on HBO. I know HBO produced it, so I would imagine it's still on there. If it's not, I'm sure it's not hard to come by. But it's so good. It's super funny. There's a constant running joke about Larry David's love interest blowing the entire band of Chicago, which is super funny. So like, oh my god! And the fact that like they came up with that on their own too is like, oh my god! You guys are beautiful
on
people.
The fly.
Yeah, but nonetheless,
on the fly,
on the fly, on the fly.
Yeah, what's off the fly? If on the fly is
off the fly is probably the majority of the world.
Yeah,
because you can't put too much on a fly. Shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
Everything in the world is either a potato or not a potato.
Shower thoughts. Why aren't jet skis called motorcycles?
Honestly, though, right?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. Because it's... Yeah. Last time I was on a jet ski, I was with my friend, Richie Heil. And he was...
That's a great name.
Yeah. He was a good dude at the time, but man, is he weird.
He's fallen from grace, apparently.
Well, I think, like, I was weird, too, and then, like, I just realized that, well, I still am weird. I'm just, like, a different type of weird. We were both, like, hardcore comic book nerds.
Right.
And I was, like, really into Marvel, and he just, like, went down the...
DC path.
Manga? Anime. That thing.
Oh.
One of those two? And I was like, man, this got weird. And I was like, this isn't... I don't like these. Their faces... And, like... Still to this day, like I mean, I was like 10. I'm like, man, their faces look weird. I don't like their faces. I can't look at it. That was like one of my favorite things about comics. I mean, like the storyline, the writing is terrible. Yeah. Like it's not good. And like if you don't believe me, watch any comic book movie ever and just try to like listen to the dialogue seriously. You're like, they're like, don't go in there. Where? There. Bad guy. Punch. Yeah. Win. It's like. You're not watching it for that. You're watching it because it's fun and it's like crazy cool colors and pretty pictures. Shiny. You're watching because it's shiny. And like, if I don't want to look, if it doesn't look good, then I'm not going to watch it.
Right.
AKA anime. Like, I'm sorry, anime lovers out there. It looks shitty.
I just feel like it's something some people subscribe to. Just like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I think we both like shitty beer. Like,
oh yeah, hands. Well, I don't know if it's shitty.
Yeah, it's just like give me a PBR or give me a Miller Lite. I'm fine. And like, there's people that drink like these fancy IPAs and lagers, and I'm just like, I don't know why you like it, but obviously you like it. You like it, and you probably look at me and my crappy beer like, why are you drinking?
Can you even taste it? Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I am like that only about Bud Light.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's not true. Bud Light, Natty Light.
Coors.
I like Coors. Coors Light. No bueno. I like Miller Light.
Yeah.
But like Rolling Rock, Keystone, like these nasty things.
Like that are found out in the Midwest.
Yeah, pretty much that. Like
12 back for $3.
Honestly, that sounds great, but it is water. Like, Bud Light is disgusting. And I have a very poor taste in my mouth for people who drink Bud Light. I'm like, oh no. Oh no, I can't be around you. Yeah. But I try not to, like, openly display that because I receive the same, like, negative reaction when I drink a PBR.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever, dude, PBR's cool.
Yeah. It's funny how that it's such a flip side for some people in different interests. Like,
yeah.
I think, like, when it comes to music, I feel like both me and you are all across the board. We love anything from techno to hardcore to mainstream to hip-hop.
T-Swift.
But, like, we like a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't listen to, too. And it's just, like, when I hear people that listen to, I don't listen to country, I don't listen to hip-hop, I don't listen to worship music because I'm a Christian. And I'm just, like, you're missing out.
I don't listen to country, just for the record.
Yeah, I used to.
I mean, yeah, when I was, like, 10.
Yeah.
Once again, comic book phase.
Back when my comic book phase was Jughead and RG.
Dude, love the RG series. I have so many double digests.
Oh, I love those.
Dude, they were so good.
And whenever there wasn't any, you like got the single digest, you're like,
all right, whatever.
I just read this on the line while my mom was checking out.
Dude, who was your favorite character? Of all, like, male and female. We're not into the love interest yet. Favorite Archie character.
All right, how about yes?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of hard to not say Jughead. Yeah, like, you know, like, he's the coolest, he's the chillest dude on the planet. He eats everything.
He just doesn't care.
He doesn't. And he's got that crazy chick after him. I can't remember her name. I want to say it begins with, I think it's like Judy or Judith. I don't know. That would be a good thing to look up. But, yeah, Jughead for the win. And his hat was so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's like the bro went to Burger King and never left.
Yeah, and he, yeah, like, and it's like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, you can try to wear that hat, and you will not look cool.
No, you can't.
You cannot look like Jughead. But, man, next Halloween, I should just dress up as Jughead.
Yeah.
It's like, that dude's the man. But, no, I loved, okay, now, here we go. The all-important question. Betty or Veronica? It's tough.
It is tough. Because here's the thing. I'm a brunette guy. I like my brunettes.
Mm-hmm.
But Betty's...
Sweetheart.
Betty seems like a sweetheart. Seems like the girl next door.
Quite literally.
And I feel like... In my taste in women, I feel like there is like... Okay, 1 out of 10 blondes is like a brunette undercover. And I feel
that's
like...
That's true.
And I feel like you're blonde, but you... In your heart, you're a brunette.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like more rare. It's like a unicorn. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, it's a good disguise. Mm. Like, it's good. Some people don't know what you're about, but I know. I know who you really are.
I see you.
I see you.
I seen him first.
So that's my view on Betty. Yeah, Veronica just seemed high maintenance, like,
yeah,
rich, typical rich chick, basic. And I was just like, probably a sweetheart, but at the same time, not at Betty's level. It's just more of a preference would come down to definitely Betty.
It's tough because, like, I feel like I want to say Betty because, like, all the cards point to her. And I'm like, she's super cool.
Yeah.
I also am not a huge fan of blondes. It's actually one of my red flags. Oh, you're blonde? Yeah, deuces.
You're dumb. Get out of my life.
Because I'm not shallow.
No, we are not shallow.
Not right. Shallow at all.
No, that's probably exactly what we're shallow.
Yeah. But yeah, but like, and the thing that makes me not like Veronica, and I realize it's not fair to her, is that Reggie wants to get with Veronica. And I'm like, Reggie is the douchiest motherfucker on the planet. I can't stand that dude. And I'm like, yeah, she's rich and she can be conniving, but it's only because she wants to be with Archie. And I'm like, I don't know, girl, there's something charming about you, and I do like brunettes, and you have a lot of money, that means you could take care of me, and you're in a comic book, which means you're real.
So. Yeah, where did they find the Tree of Life? Like, I feel like...
Dude, what is this Riverdale? Like,
they are stuck high school for that long.
Dude, so the thing...
How many days have passed in the
RG? Oh my god, they are idiots. They are just so stuck in senior year. Oh, dude, yes, yeah, so the thing that blew my mind is that their colors were blue and gold, just like Riverdale.
Yeah.
In Upper Largo, Marlboro. Upper Marlboro, whatever, yeah.
Riverdale's a high school that I went to for
for yes. one of the four.
And my mom went to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my mom.
That's crazy.
And my uncle.
Small world.
Yeah, and my grandma was a the secretary for Pastor Fitzgerald for forever. And that dude was a funny guy. Jeez.
Did you ever go into his office? He had the giant gumball machine, like the one that
yeah.
had the circles that
yeah,
would
dude.
The ball the gumball would go around and around. But I would go in there with the beanie and I would unscrew the top and I would just load up the beanie.
Yeah, I'm like, dude.
And then I'd like put it back on and then I'd go up to like all the kids, all my friends, I'm like, hey, you want a gumball? I'm like, yeah. Pull up my beanie and
25 cents, bitch.
Let me get a quarter. Let me get that's right. Soda. Let me get that soda in the multi-purpose
room. These are holy gumballs.
Holy gumballs. Going to hell.
Damn, yeah, I was
still
say,
pastor's gumballs.
Pastor Fitz is probably up in heaven like, that's my dude. That's
my, I knew it was him. I knew it was him. Every time I walked around and go see Brenda, and help her with some paperwork.
He was carrying his beanie real funny. Your bag. Oh my god, that dude was ridiculous. What a funny dude. Their house, have you been to their house? Over in, it's in Annapolis.
No.
It's in St. John's Bay. It's like, so
extravagant.
It's not big, but it's extravagantly decorated.
Gotcha.
It's super like, I don't know, it's, you know, it has like one of those beds with like the curtains that go around the bed, but it's like this huge wooden like Ebenezer Scrooge bed that
right.
you can hide from the ghosts in. And like, there's just so much shit. It's
yeah.
crazy. I'm like, what is all this stuff?
Yeah.
But nah, cool folks. Anyways, to the point, I thought that the Riverdale, when I was like really young, first reading Archie, I thought that the Riverdale that they were in was Riverdale. Maryland, like in the school, because
right.
it's like the same colors.
It's based off real life.
Their mascot's the same,
right?
And I was just like, I think they might have been the Knights, not the Crusaders,
right?
But like, which is a terrible mascot for a Christian school, the Crusaders. Like, that's got some negative connotations. Dare I say? But I think it was supposed to be one of two places, like a Riverdale in Michigan seems appropriate, or Riverdale, California.
Yeah,
but.
Speaking of Riverdale, I used to, I don't know if you ever came with me to help set up a breakdown, I can't remember, but I would set up their classrooms on a weekend for their church service or whatever.
Yeah.
And they have this crusader out front, and it looks like it's like one of those typical knights you see on a display in a museum. It's like full armor and that. But the reality is, this thing is made out of tin. Like,
really?
This thing was life-size.
Profound.
And, like, I could lift it. Like, it was, like, not even more than 15 pounds. So, like, I would take people with me to help set these classrooms up and break them down. It'd be late at night. And what I would do is I'd go set up a classroom. I'd leave them in a room. And I would, I'd go start the next room. But I'd really do is I'd go down to the lobby, grab the knight, and place
yeah.
it at the end of a really long hallway that they have to walk by. So, and like, I took Pedro with me like one late night, and then I went and set up the next room, went and grabbed the night, ran super fast, came back around a different way, set the night up, and I was like, hey man, can you go up to the next room and get started on that one? I'm gonna wrap up here. And like, he walks around the corner, he's like, oh, fuck that! Fuck that!
Bolts of lightning shot down, and like,
no, no, no. Bullshit.
Oh, man. Dude.
So then after that, what I would do is, like, if he'd come with me again, I knew he was going to use the restroom, so I'd go set up the night next to the, like, in a urinal. Like, he just walks and he's like, come on, bro.
He's like, I'm not doing that. The night's moving on his own. I put him in a stall, and, like, he goes under the stall. I was like, oh, shit.
I even stuck him on, you know those little carts that you would put, like, a big table on to help move stuff? Like,
oh, yeah,
a flatbed, put, like, a fridge or something on it. I put the knight on that, and he was walking down a hallway. I just scooted him across, so it was actually, like, just, like, he just came out of you and then went out of you. Like, it's just, like,
oh, my Lord. Dude. Riverdale is fucking huge, man.
Yeah.
Big, big church. Big place.
Huge.
Huge. Ask anyone. There's nothing wrong, believe me. Believe me.
It's completely normal.
Yeah, it's completely normal. I assure you, there's no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good. I'm good at getting, but I'm also either way.
Either way.
However, I do have a recommendation.
All right. So one of the things we're going to be doing is recommending music and probably even recommending movies, because I mean that's something we're probably going to be talking about a lot.
True.
So, we're also going to probably create it's already created. We're going to have a Bare Bones Radio playlist on Spotify. If that's something you subscribe to. We will be putting up our recommendations on there. So, maybe you'll enjoy it, or maybe you think it's a shitty anime, and you're like, this is
horrible. Yeah, it could be.
I'm not into this at all, but it'll probably be all across the board.
Bored.
But it's probably going to be, spanning different genres. So if you're stuck in one genre.
You know what? Apparently some people like anime because that makes a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you make money if no one likes your stuff.
Yeah. So, but yeah, expand your palette if you can.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
But not too much.
Not too much. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
There may be $5 billion, but we don't need to use them all in one
place. There's 5 billion?
Maybe not.
Fuck. I mean, you can't. It's like a tube of toothpaste, bro. You can't take your words back. Now it's in my head. 5 billion? Five billion?
There's a lot.
So many possibilities.
So many.
Practically infinite. All right, so here's my...
And we're going to hope this sounds good for you guys.
I'm sure it sounds excellent. Main rule is no during the, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, real quick though. Is this something that would sound better coming from a speaker or from your phone?
Oh, from the phone. It sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. All
right.
So I recently heard Donnie Trumpet, which is just so close to the president's name. It's crazy. But Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment, if you're a little bit more in tune with music, then you probably know way more about it than I do. But it's got some Chance the Rapper in it, which is always a good time. And this is their hit song from their album Surf called Sunday Candy.
Say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side, and beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with a hands tied, president of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. Gotta move it slowly, take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly, take it in my body like it's holy.
All right, I can get down with that.
Yeah, it gets really good. It's super fun to dance to. I love that line, your grandma ain't my grandma.
He sounded a little bit like Chance.
It is Chance.
Oh, I thought you said it was someone else.
No, it's called Donnie Trumpet in the Social Experiment.
I was like, it's Donnie Trumpet. that's his rap name, is Donnie Trumpet. I'm going to rap something we talked about in one of our pilot episodes we didn't air. Black Beatles, definitely still in the hip-hop genre.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it fall slow.
love that dude in the back. He's like, know me.
Know me.
Know me.
So I guess this is technically episode one of Bare Bones, the official episode one.
Wow, feels real.
Feels real, bro.
Feels real.
That's what she said.
She said that.
So yeah, we're going to be introducing segments along the way. We'll probably, you know, shorten our audio clips so that way it's not like too long-winded. Not that that was long-winded, but we're just obviously filling this out, and this is exciting, at least for us. Hopefully for you.
Hey, what are you doing in there?
Get to the chopper.
What are you doing?
No.
You cannot do this podcast without my approval and the governor.
Come calm the canyon.
Arnold, what are you doing in here? How did you get in here? I know you're called to your door. You're not safe.
There's a knock.
Yeah, episode one.
Inside jokes for us and not you.
That's right. Deuces, folks.